Currently 75 in Danville, 70 in Salem, 72 in Roanoke, 72 in Bedford, and in Lynchburg, 72 degrees.
806. I only left the studio for 20 seconds during that break.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very, very good.
I set my stopwatch even. Like, okay, I did the math wrong is what happened that last break.
Well, so. Math is hard. So
it is, especially when it's me.
Hey, do you remember, I remember back in the day when we were doing music radio.
Right.
And
oh, gosh, you had all kinds of
my
time.
My very first, actually, no.
No, really?
Because my first job, we actually used, we had to fire every song. There were no computers or anything. I was 15 years old.
Right.
And I walked into the studio, and there was a record hanging on the wall on a nail.
Okay.
I'm like, why is there a record hanging on the wall on the nail? That was the bathroom song.
Oh, okay.
So
was
every,
it in the Gotta DeVita, baby?
No, it was...
like 17
it
minutes?
It was like American Pie or something.
Oh, yeah, it's like 6.5 minutes.
So it was like anytime American Pie was playing, you're like, oh, I know what they're doing, you know?
Well, I have a Dan Rather story. Remember Dan Rather from CBS News?
Sure. Yeah.
His first job was in radio, and back then, the sermons would be on LP. So the preachers would send the radio stations records and tapes. But this case was a record. And it was a 17-minute long. So he decided to, it's a coffee shop just around the corner. He put the LP on, make sure it was going, and he took off. Well, about, 90 seconds in, the preacher, and it was one of these hellfire preachers, and he said something, "And you will go to hell." And the record skipped at that moment. And it kept saying, "Go to hell, go to hell."
Oh,
and I mean,
no.
it went on for however long, several minutes,
no.
until he came back. He was fired. You know, and there's no telling.
And then you hear,
he's got a bump.
That's right. Oh,
there's,
dear.
Did you ever work for a radio station where, and I know, like, when you have Clear Channel and even in Wheeler, they have several stations in one building. We even have several stations in one building. But, so we're not talking about that kind of pranking, although that can happen, too, because you're in the same building. Have you ever had another radio station that was in another location prank you in some way?
From another radio station?
Yeah.
No, but I heard the stories.
Yeah.
But no, we were usually too busy pranking amongst ourselves.
Okay. Yeah.
To do that.
Sure.
But
two quickies for you. One is when the Beatles came into Chicago back in the early 60s, there was these two stations in Louisville. Wacky was one of them, WAKY. And Wacky went up to interview the Beatles, or, you know, see if they could get an interview. So the competing station went up there. And this guy is now the station manager at Wacky. But when he was one of the jocks, he was up there. And the guy from the other Louisville station came over and said, "Hey, I want to make sure they had a cassette player." You remember the feature on the mics early on? You could actually turn the mic and mute the mic and still record. So what he did is, there was this little switch on the microphone. He spoke into the microphone and said, "Don't send a boy to do a man's job," and said the name of the station manager of the competitor. And then he muted the mic and handed him the tape player and said, "It's ready." So when he came back with all this Beatle audio footage, there was nothing on the tape.
Oh, jeez.
And then the other one was where they went to the transmitter site, which sometimes can be miles away.
Oh, yeah.
You shoot the signal to the transmitter site, and that's where it actually broadcasts from. They took two alligator clips, and they took the insulation off the wire. Well, they cut the wire. That's right. The audio signal going to the antenna, they cut the wire. They took a cassette player up there using two alligator clips, put it on so the audio was cut from the actual radio station.
Oh, geez.
And they put Wacky jingles on for 30 minutes.
Until somebody could get
up to the transmitter site.
I'm pretty sure that's breaking FCC.
Oh, that's breaking. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's law breaking there.
You've got a lot more trouble going on than just ticking off your competitor with that one.
Yeah.
See, I just wouldn't do stuff like that. Now, did I bug my boss's office with a baby monitor? Maybe.
Ooh.
To see if we were being sold. That may or may not have happened.
Were you being sold?
We got some good intel.
Okay.
From it.
Keeping it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We got some good intel. So you know.
I really think this.
You got to do what you got to do.
The studio has hidden mics.
Well, I think our producer Matt definitely has us bugged.
He's got it bugged. There's some kind of a little microphone somewhere.
Either that, or he has like bionic man hearing. I'm not really sure how it is. So we were talking. Sarah Brandy says that's wrong, Janet. Probably. It probably is. But yeah. I was young and I had babies to feed and, you know.
You wanted to know your future.
And I wanted to know my future. You're not going to be transparent with me. Then a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Mm-hmm. And I did. So, anyway, I told him about it later and it was fine.
Okay.
So it was okay. We were talking about Simone Biles.
Yes.
Some folks are are really giving her a hard time.
Yeah.
Saying she's abandoned her team and she's... Jay said, Janet, you're a performer, so what do you think about a performer who kind of lets the fans down, so to speak? Does a performer owe the fans something? How about all the people Simone let down? Is that okay? All right. First of all, Jay, I don't know what's going on in Simone's life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. We're not talking about Bruce Springsteen, who had... thousands of fans pay $200 for a ticket, and then he decides he's not going to show up because he's upset that, you know, Raleigh Durham's not going to let dudes in a woman's bathroom.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Right, exactly.
So, yes, I do think if someone has exchanged money and they have a certain expectation and they're looking forward to something, that you should deliver on that promise. Now... if Bruce Springsteen had a mental breakdown, or he's got a situation with his family, or he has a health issue, or there's something like that going on, no, I don't think he should jeopardize his mental or physical health because I want to hear him sing Born to Run.
All right.
And I feel the same way about Simone. There are certain things that only Simone can do for her own health.
Right.
And while she does, you know... she's agreed to represent America. Do I think that's at all cost to her health and mental health? No, I don't. So,
yeah,
you ask there, I answer.
Yeah, there you go. Well, she's been vocal already. I mean, she's come out, and when I say vocal, I don't mean in a mean way or whatever. She's come out and made some statements.
Yeah,
and she, I think, has been pretty open about where she's at. And
but I don't think she's just taking her marbles and going home.
Right.
That I don't think.
Right. And I mean, you know, do we have the right to know where she's at in her total personal life?
No.
I don't think so.
We don't. I haven't paid squat for her.
Right.
She doesn't owe me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I've been let down so much more by so many other athletes in this Olympic game than I have Simone Biles.
Yeah.
You're taking a knee during the anthem? Yeah, you're letting me down as an American. You turning your back on America, trashing us in front of the world, yeah, you're letting me down.
Yeah.
You do owe me more as an American citizen to represent us in a respectful way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're not going to like this next story then.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. It was on CBS Morning yesterday. Bill Roden, he's a sports writer or a writer for one of the news agencies or whatever, commentator, talking about some of the problems with the American flag because of past political situations here in the last 5 years.
Do you look at the Olympics differently now? Do you even think we should be happen?
I mean, I've covered like about five of them, and I was telling you, my favorite part of the Olympics was always going to the stadium for the opening ceremonies.
I love
the opening ceremonies, March of Cotton. Then I just realized, you know, man, particularly after these last 4 years, I had it wrong. Nationalism is not good. Mm-hmm. We've seen the rise of white nationalism. Nationalism is not good. And also, this whole idea, I keep thinking back on the Capitol riots, and I saw a lot of you know, U.S. flags.
Right.
So now when I see the flag and the flag raisers, what America am I living in? You know, are the ones that don't think, you know, we should be here, the ones that think that we should shut things down, the ones that so I just think that this is a very, these Olympics should be a time of soul searching, and winning sometimes is antithetic to soul searching.
But I keep thinking about the athletes who have trained and trained and trained to be here.
That part is great. Yeah, well, that, I love that. I mean, you know, we're athletes. I love that. But athletes are just held hostage, you know, because they've got to be there. And I just think that the Tokyo Olympics, the NFL,
they're
sending the wrong message with 80,000 fans. They're sending the message, this is over.
Yeah. Oh, COVID.
And COVID is over.
We now know it ain't.
It's not over, but you're sending a message. You turn on TV, and you're going to see 60,000 people, and the NFL is gearing up, and college football is gearing up, and you're going to see all these people together, and that sends the message that it's over.
Well, do you think they should have canceled the Olympics?
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, of course they should have canceled the Olympics, but our highest value now is money. Everything is being driven by money, so they're telling fans, athletes, roll the dice because we are going.
Anyway, he goes on.
He is a contradiction mm-hmm. of himself. Mm. So on one hand, you know, you're saying, "Oh, America is just I don't get pride when I see the flag anymore," because you drank the Kool-Aid
mm-hmm.
and you're allowing people to redefine what America is to you. That's on you, buddy.
Right.
To do that, if you want to buy into the lie, that's on you,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And you know, and who's doing this? That's your beloved Biden doing this mess,
yeah. mm-hmm.
trying to save his, you know, reputation and trying to be liked and, you know, whatever. It just amazing. If this were Trump doing this, he would be laying that completely at Trump's feet. Oh, he's just greedy and he doesn't care about people and he's trying to kill people and he's a super spreader and ugh.
Yeah. All right, just breaking, just while we're doing this story, U.S. Gymnastics say in a statement on Wednesday that the 24-year-old that we've been talking about has decided that she is going to remove herself completely from the Olympics. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. That's the AP.
So,
removing herself from all around competition to focus on her mental health and well-being.
Okay.
So it looks like she won't even be back next week.
Now, is there anybody who can come in and take her place now? Is there like an alternate? All right, Kaylee.
The girl that was in third, and I believe it was the really, really young girl, the girl that she's a teenager, and she was third behind, who was the second? I need to pull up her name. But she is coming in and taking her place. So that gives her the opportunity to compete then.
Okay.
Let me grab her name quick.
All right.
Okay.
So now is an opportunity for this young girl to step up and shine. Mm-hmm. And so that's sad mm-hmm. for Simone, but what an amazing opportunity for this young woman.
Right.
So that's why we have alternates and is because things like this do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jade Carey.
Carey, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing
very
it.
Good.
Carey finds herself in the final, capping a remarkable journey for the 21-year-old from Phoenix. She spent 2 years traveling the globe in an effort to pile up enough points on the World Cup circuit to earn individual nominative spot, meaning she would be in the Olympics, but technically not be part of the four-woman Olympic team. So it looks like, like you're saying, she's going to be the one.
Okay.
So...
Well, very, very good.
Yeah.
And I hope she does well.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good thing.
I may watch just to see how she does. We mm-hmm. got Alan on the line. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Olympics. I haven't been watching, you know, because I just don't want to see these people doing protests or taking a knee. And that's okay, because I know Jesse Owens did it one time in front of Hitler. And I don't have a problem with them doing that, but this running down America thing, Jesse Owens wouldn't have done that.
Right.
And the thing with Simone Biles, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, Kurt Angle won a gold medal with a broken neck.
Hmm.
So is it different between women and men? I mean, Tom Brady, would he come out of the game? We know he played last year with...
Yeah, he was injured.
Time ...and won the Super Bowl.
But physical injury is not an emotional injury, though. That's the difference. Or a mental
break.
So that's... But I follow what you're saying. They still push through.
And it has nothing to do with being a man or a woman. It has to do with... She's responsible at the end of the day to nobody but herself. I mean, she really is.
I had mental issues. I had mental problems Monday with my dog dying, and I come into work, and I did it. I was not... what I'm saying is we have to... I couldn't do that on my job. I've had plenty of times that I've had emotional stress, and I've come in and did my job and finished it.
Right.
And, I guess I'm old school. Maybe I'm not.
Well, you also aren't getting, you also aren't getting threats and press from the whole world on you. I mean, it is different. In my opinion, it's different. She's very young. And she's got a lot of stuff coming down on her. And at the end of the day, it's not my place to weigh in one way or the other.
No, I agree. Just like the people that don't want to take vaccines, that's up to them. And it's her choice. But I just think
but don't test positive and then roll up in church.
Well, we treat men differently. Men play through the pain a lot of times. And we don't go to the doctor. And we don't, I'm just saying.
Alan, I was in labor for 2 days. Let's not talk about working through pain.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I went in on a Sunday and had that baby on a Tuesday. So
which one was it?
Well,
I had
a kidney stone.
That was Bailey.
I had a kidney stone and went in to work the next day. So
yeah.
but I think that's just our generation that does that,
Yeah, well, sure. Hey, appreciate the call, bud. And sorry.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Sorry about the loss of your pup there, man.
Yeah,
I totally
that
get that.
Hard.
We've been there. And that is difficult.
It's not fun.
No, not at all. I think the statement, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, I believe the statement where she said that she felt the whole weight of the world on her shoulders was before she had her, her accident, let's call it an accident, her performance on the vault, and it didn't go the way that she hoped. I think she said she felt the weight of the world. She made that statement before and after. Both before and after that performance and her decision to pull out.
The thing about it is you don't know what somebody else is going through. You just don't.
You don't. And trust me, she is going to walk. She's going to experience the rest of her life the decisions that she made here, good or bad or indifferent. Maybe it will be the best thing she ever did. And then there may be regret.
And she may regret.
And that's her choice.
And we all have moments in our lives that are like that.
Exactly.
But, at the end of the day, and I say this all the time, there are certain things that only you can do. Only you can stand up for your own mental and physical health.
Yep.
And if a man chooses glory, like he was talking about, over taking care of him, he was talking about somebody doing something with a broken neck.
Right.
I'm sorry. If I were married to that man, if he were the father of my children, to me that would be a very selfish act. Why are you doing what others can do and leaving undone that which only you can do?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things only you can do for yourself, for your family.
Right.
Period.
Go. Also, I think that this is bigger than her in this situation. This isn't just her pulling out because of her mental health. I think there's a scene from the show The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston that this really reminds me of. And it's Jennifer Aniston sitting at a table with all of these suits, these older men that are basically in charge of her pay grade when she's the one that's in front of the cameras and being criticized by the world. And so she is asking for a raise, and she's basically just puts it all on the table and says, you need me. Like, you need my face. You wouldn't be getting any of this money if it wasn't for, what I'm doing in front of the camera and the risks that I'm taking.
Right.
And I think that's Simone Biles in this situation, except she wasn't bluffing.
Yeah.
And she actually pulled out. And she was saying, because she's the face of the Olympics this year, pretty much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of the only things that's really going right for America, or at this point in the Olympics. And so she wasn't bluffing. She pulled out, and said, there are things that need to change. You can't treat these people like subhumans.
Right.
Or like,
right.
you can't treat them like they're not people.
Exactly. Right.
And so I really hope that, like, because of this, I really just respect her for that, because she's going to be feeling the effects of that. There are a lot of people that are really mad.
Sure.
Right.
But hopefully.
And it will impact her bottom line.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Obviously, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's a reason for what she's doing.
Yeah. And so. I think everyone's had situations where they show up to work or school or whatever, and they're going through some serious stuff.
Sure.
Behind the scenes.
But okay. We don't know how long she's been doing that.
Oh, yeah, right, for sure.
We got to go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll take this call that's come in here in just a moment. You're listening to The Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
So we're here talking with Greg Walker. He's the general manager at Feller Chevrolet on Main Street in Alta Vista. We're glad you're here with us today. We want to talk about your business in light of, I guess, the new normal is what people call it. It's kind of changed things around. We've been talking about how people haven't been maintaining their bodies like they need to. They may not be maintaining their cars like they need to either right now. And that's important. That's the life of your car.
Yeah, it is important to maintain the car. These cars today are made so much better than years back. And if you maintain them properly, you can get a lot of life out of them. We have customers come in with cars well over 100,000 miles,
right?
But they do the proper maintenance at a quality shop, and they're happy with that.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is the service department at Feller Chevrolet. You want to make sure the life of your car is going to be as long as possible. Fellers can help you out.
Well, most of the cars today, of course, there's a lot of technology in them, and all our techs are certified through GM. I've got three techs that have been with me over 20 years. Mm. We just have the experience and the know-how. We get cars from other shops, other dealers from time to time because we have the tools and the knowledge.
And that's important for people to know. Just because it's not a Chevrolet doesn't mean Fellers can't take care of you.
Oh, that's correct. We work on all kinds of foreign and domestic vehicles. Of course, warranty work, we're strictly GM, but we can do warranty work on other GM products besides Chevrolet, so Cadillac, Buick.
So your service department has just an excellent reputation. You were talking about your GM certified fellas. I mean, they've got decades of experience.
Yeah, and we're real fortunate, especially one of the guys, he's real technical, so he can work on the computers and things of that nature. It's a whole different world out there, and the equipment you have to get to work on these cars are expensive, so the smaller shops are kind of left out of the newer models.
Greg Walker, general manager at Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista, thanks for serving the community like you do.
It's the Morning Jam, 828. We got Marco Galbraith on the line, Janet. He has a story about the Olympics. Good morning, Marco.
Good morning. Quick story. I worked armed security in the 96 Olympics in Miami. They wanted police officers to be with the security teams armed and, you know, for just security reasons. And I had the opportunity to do the women's soccer team. That's where the playoffs were at the 96 Olympics. There was a Chinese player, communist Chinese player, that broke her leg during competition, and I had to ride with her to the hospital in the ambulance to stay with her. And, of course, she had a handler with her. Well, when the handler walked away, she spoke very broken English, and she was telling me that she fears that her government is going to go get her family right then and question them about why she broke her ankle or her foot.
Wow.
Very concerned about that. She was crying and
like
telling
she
me
did
that
it
she
in,
wished she
purpose?
Lived in America because also she knows that when she comes back home and gets off the plane, the Chinese government will be there waiting for her, and she'll see disciplinary action for breaking her ankle during competition. So they, you know, that there's America and there's China, but there are pressure under these. There's a lot of pressure under these guys and girls that are performing the Olympics. But you know, it always sticks to me because she was crying and said, "I wish I lived in America." I wonder if she'd say the same thing right now.
Wow.
If she was in that position, seeing what's going on.
You know what? She probably still would. Because even though there are people in this country that are trying so hard to destroy it, it's still one of the best places on earth to live.
It is. And absolutely.
So people can trash it all they want to.
You know, the interview earlier, the guy said about he doesn't know about the sportscaster, whoever he was, doesn't know about the American flag. That American flag is the reason he can go on the radio and
be a jackass. Right,
he's got
exactly.
freedom to say that.
Yeah.
And that's what that flag stands for.
And that's what you want to say to all these idiots. The whole reason that you can be an idiot is because you do live in this country.
Yeah.
That's
you
right.
ungrateful.
That flag gives you the right to say what you do and pretty much do what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Marco. Yeah, Marco Galbraith from T4
Tactics. We also got a text
in
that says, when you consider that this girl has spent her entire life leaning towards the Olympics and then she decides to drop out, there must be a serious reason.
Yeah.
Who are we to question her?
Exactly. CBS News Brief coming up next, then news from WDBJ7's Kimberly McBroom, and then we'll give you a couple local stories. It's the Morning Jam.
CBS News Brief. The CDC is bringing back indoor mask recommendations, even for people who've been fully vaccinated. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS This Morning.
If you are vaccinated and you are one of those rare breakthrough infections, you actually have the capacity to pass it to somebody else.
A top American gymnast withdrawn from a second competition at the Summer Olympics. CBS's Laura Podesta.
Simone Biles has withdrawn from Thursday's individual all-around finals to focus on her mental health. USA Gymnastics says the 24-year-old has not made a decision if she'll compete in other events she qualified for next week.
Firefighters battling Northern California's massive Dixie Fire are getting some relief from cooler, wetter weather. Cal Fire spokesman Kevin Colburn.
Starting to gain containment. It's creeping up slowly. We haven't had as much growth as there had been in prior days, but all it takes is a weather change.
Higher heat and stronger winds are both in the forecast. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with the Virginia Talk Radio Network News Update. Parents will be able to choose whether or not to mask their children in both Roanoke and Botetourt County schools. The announcements were made yesterday after school board votes in both counties. Masks will be optional in the classroom, but will be mandatory on the bus. Healthcare leaders with Carilion Clinic gave a local update on COVID-19. Doctors say hospitalizations are creeping up with nearly 20 people now hospitalized. That's a jump from 12 last week. And Governor Northam wants to commit more than $935 million of federal funding to replenish the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund and speed up upgrades to the Virginia Unemployment Commission. This is a proposal to spend the funding from the Federal American Rescue Plan. In all, the governor wants over $73 million to go to the VEC. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Hi, my name is Jacob Mast, the head golf professional at Poplar Grove Golf Club, with a few questions for you. What are the two sweetest sounds in golf? The swishing sound made by that perfect shot, and the sound you hear when the ball hits the bottom of the cup. Any golfer knows that, but here are some things you may not know. Did you know the last course Sam Snead designed was Poplar Grove Golf Course? Did you know that Poplar Grove is ranked number 14 in Virginia by Golf Digest? The final question is, have you seen us lately? We're Poplar Grove Golf Club. Call us for tee times or membership opportunities.
It's hot. Cool off with the Mills $99 AC check. Also, get a dehumidifier. It'll reduce overly humid conditions, protect furnishings from mildew, and reduce the growth of allergens. Mills has $350 off the April Air 1850 Pro Dehumidifier.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
Insane Radio Deals has never offered a deal like this. We've partnered with T4 Tactics to offer two amazing deals just for our listeners. T4 Tactics is hosting concealed permit classes, 2 hours in a classroom and 1 hour on the range. An $89 value can be yours for only $45. Or take their 2 hour pepper spray workshops, a $35 value, only $18. A limited number of spaces are available, so claim yours before they're gone. Only at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. Hot and humid today, expecting highs of 95 degrees, lows in the upper 60s tonight with clear skies. Another hot day on Thursday, 96 the afternoon high, lows at 72 Thursday night. On Friday, a slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, hot and humid, highs at 94, lows in the mid 60s, and expect cooler weather into the weekend.
73 degrees now in Bedford and Lynchburg, 77 in Danville, 73 in Roanoke and Salem.
Temperatures are heating up here in the broadcast studio, among studios here. I mean, this is a...
It's very interesting what people get worked up over.
People are texting, and this whole Simone Biles story is... It's hitting a lot of us in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's like some people are acting like she insulted their mama. I don't understand what.
Well,
they're taking it very personally,
right? And I'm you know, you have your opinion, and
that's
we
right.
value that. And
but the thing about it is, we don't know exactly mm-hmm. what's going on.
Right.
So anything that we're doing is,
and I
is
think
guessing.
I think your practicality and Janet. Mama Janet's coming out too.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
if this was your daughter,
right.
who apparently was the one that gave you all the trouble in birthing, I didn't realize it was Bailey.
Oh yes,
my gosh.
Oh yes, yes.
But she said, "What did you take 2.5 days to have that baby?"
Yeah, went in on a Sunday, had her on a Tuesday.
So
God bless her little beautiful heart.
Yeah, we can still maybe take a call or two at 434-534-8500, toll free 866-916-3776 if you have an opinion. We don't take a lot of calls in the last half hour. We'll work you in if you want to talk about the Olympics and what's going on. In the meantime, Franklin County Sheriff's Office is investigating a trailer full of equipment and power tools that was stolen last weekend. Sunday, the authorities said that the trailer had been taken from the Bridgewater area of the county. The trailer later was found in Roanoke, but the tools were completely gone. The sheriff's office provided some pictures of the suspect as well as his vehicle, which is really a great advantage. That appears to be a gray Dodge pickup truck with rust damage on the rear back fender. If anybody knows any information about the suspect or the case, please call the sheriff's office for 540-483-3000. That's 540-483-3000.
Well, it's gone from bad to worse for tenants of the Piedmont Flower Mill Lofts in Lynchburg. This is weeks after flooding forced them from their apartments. The flooding happened on July the 11th, forcing many of them out of their homes. They're still out, many of them. There seems to be a battle underway over who is responsible for that damage. About a dozen tenants at the Piedmont Flower Lofts have been displaced, many staying at a hotel for the past 17 days because of a clogged sewage pipe that led to 2 feet of standing water inside. Now residents wonder when their free hotel stays will end. Initially, English Construction was paying for those stays. However, after 2 weeks, they stopped. And the building's owners announced that they will cover the cost until August the 1st. The mother of a tenant who's a local student showed what was left of her loft apartment to a local news source. She wants to remain nameless, but says everyone affected is left with very few options. And the rental market in Lynchburg, they say, isn't that great, and many of us have been displaced during a time where finding another place is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Lynchburg Water Resources and NRM Associates, which owns the lofts, say both English Construction is responsible. They both say English Construction is responsible for the clog pipe and the flooding. English Construction has not been responding to any request about that. What a mess.
Yeah, really.
Can you imagine?
Nope.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
A man was arrested at the Roanoke-Blacksburg Regional Airport on Monday after TSA caught him with a loaded handgun. This was a 9mm handgun loaded with 16 bullets, including one that was in the chamber. It was detected in the man's carry-on bag. And the TSA agents immediately alerted the airport police, and they arrested the man. And just a reminder, you are permitted to travel with firearms if they are in your checked baggage. And if they are properly packaged and declared at the front ticket counter, they must be unloaded, packed in a hard-sided case, locked, and separate from the ammunition. And so he was doing essentially everything that you're not supposed to do in that
mm-hmm.
situation.
Oh, geez.
And it makes you wonder, like, what were the intentions there? firearm possession laws vary by state and locality, but that's what the situation is around here. And so for more information on what you can bring on an airplane, you can look it up. Just be sure that you know what is going on before you try to board.
Or reach out to Marco at T4 Tactics. Yes. It can tell you all those different laws. And even the concealed, you know, some states honor the Virginia concealed permit. Some states don't. You should always check into that before you travel. And I'm talking about by car, if you're traveling in your car or your truck or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's 8:40.
I'm looking at these apartments.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That we were just talking about. I mean, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really, really, well, they were beautiful before.
Were beautiful.
They were until.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, I've been on this 2.5 year journey at my house. You know what provoked all that work that I've done the last 2.5 years? My basement flooded, and my porch area, you could walk down into my basement because I have a stairwell. That was up to my chest, and it also filled the back patio and actually got into our house. Another inch, it would have came into the main section and ruined my hardwood floors. It only ruined my laminate floor, thankfully, because it didn't get quite high enough. That started me on a 2.5 year long journey of putting in 300 feet of a French drain system and adding to the additional French drain that was there by adding new, drains. It's been a long, long project.
Well, I mean, things like that are
just... You just got to fight it if you can.
The place where my son and daughter are renting now, I mean, and we've had... It's been very dry, but we had some kind of torrential storms
pop
up.
Yep.
It washed out the driveway and flooded the basement. I mean, it can happen
like that. Yeah.
So... That's why you need rental insurance, especially if you're in a lower level.
Most definitely.
So
it's not as expensive as you think either.
Right. That's right. And if you need it, boy, do you need it.
Yeah. Just call around. We even have a couple of insurance companies we sponsor here on our radio station.
That's right.
Listen throughout the day on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hey, you are going to want to, if you missed some of the show earlier today, you can always go back to our SoundCloud and check that out. Something else that you're going to want to check out are insane radio deals. If you haven't done that, oh my gosh, we have got so much going on there. Now, I'm a bargain shopper.
Yes, you are.
I like to save money. And we have got, but I don't like to just save money for money's sake. I mean, I like for it to be something that I really want. We have some wonderful opportunities for you to save. If you're wanting to eat out, which can be kind of expensive, you could save big on restaurants like Crown Sterling, Trio Brick Oven Bakery, or Trio Brick Oven Eatery. We have Grays on 5th. So like the Grays on 5th, a $50 gift card, you can get it for $35.
Right.
Crown Sterling, $50 gift card for $37.50. Same thing for Trio Brick Oven Eatery. And while they last, Crescent City Bourbon and Barbecue in Roanoke, you can get a $30 gift card. That even will cover your alcohol for $15.
50% off. I've been there twice.
Yeah.
Used up a couple gift cards myself.
Good stuff.
And took some friends up there with me. They loved it.
But here's something that we really want to let you know about. One of our favorite folks, he was on just a few minutes ago, Marco Galbraith with T4 Tactics.
Yep.
He teaches regularly concealed permit classes on firearm safety. And typically that class is $89. And you get your full concealed carry, walks you through it, you go to the range, like everything. And you can go on to Insane Radio Deals, and you can pick up that class for $45.
Yeah.
Now, these are very limited, and after you purchase that, you'll have to get with Marco and schedule the class.
Yeah.
But there's that one, and then we also have T4 Tactics Pepper Spray Workshop. If you have young people in your life, maybe they're not comfortable carrying a gun, maybe they're not old enough to carry a gun.
Right.
But you want them to have a form of self-defense and really know how to be protected, this pepper spray workshop would be ideal. Typically, that's a two-hour workshop. It's $35. You can get it on Insane Radio Deals for $18. Just go and check it out. So many new things.
Any Day Outfitters. It's a $50 gift card for $30. That's for all your work and Western apparel and footwear. Check that out. And then we've got Chrome Auto. You've heard the commercials on our radio station. A $100 gift card right now, $70. That's a 30% savings. These savings, folks, you just can't. fine anywhere.
And here's the other thing that we want to make sure that you know. When you are supporting these folks, you're supporting us and you're supporting the radio station. So it really does matter. If you want your local radio station on the air, you want to be able to share your opinions and your values, it's important that you support the station. This is a great way to do it. Sure. I'm going to put a link to the Insane Radio Deals on our Facebook page, and you can check that out and save yourself some money on some good stuff.
Yeah, a ton of Sequest stuff up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you can get a discount for the Five and Dine.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Well, I tell you what, you can save a lot by cooking at home, that's for sure, mm-hmm. and by going to F&L Market. They help us bring you Five and Dine every week. F&L Market is on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are locally owned, family owned. It's just like stepping back into your grocery store from long ago. They actually have cashiers that take care of you. You can speak to your butcher directly and get them to take care of any needs you may have. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Today's recipe is one that is going to keep you from overheating the kitchen up. It's a slow cooker recipe. I find myself using the slow cooker more now mm-hmm. than I do even in the wintertime, just because I don't want to heat up the oven. But this is a slow cooker sausage and potato casserole. You're going to start by combining a 32-ounce bag of hash browns. Now, you can substitute fresh diced potatoes. If you want, you can dice them small if you don't want to use the frozen, but the frozen makes it really convenient.
Okay.
So you're going to mix together a 32-ounce bag of the potatoes along with 14 ounces of the kielbasa, one small diced onion, and a little bit of the shredded cheese. So you're going to mix that all together. And then in a separate bowl, you're going to combine a cream of chicken soup, sour cream, salt, and pepper. And you're going to pour that over the mixture. Now, what I like to do beforehand is I like to brown the kielbasa and the onion, just because I like to have that nice sear on it.
Okay.
So you don't have to do that, but I like to do it. Then you're just going to combine all that together, put the remaining of the cheese on top, and you're going to get this delicious bake. Just put that crock pot on low, put the lid on it, and let it cook for about 6 hours.
Okay.
If you're using fresh potatoes, it may take a little bit longer.
Right.
But it is just hearty and delicious, and it's not going to heat up your kitchen. You want to see that recipe? Go to our Facebook page, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find that along with all the other recipes that we share here on the program. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, keep that summertime grilling going with family pack ground beef, $2.79 a pound. Family pack ribeye steaks are $9.99 a pound. Save on Philly Gourmet Angus beef patties for $5.99 for a 24-ounce pack. Large size Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is 2 for $4. Sweeten things up with Duncan Hines cake mix, just 99 cents. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
So Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers stopping by the studio. Colt, we wanted to talk about how important backing up your data is, whether it's on an external hard drive or a server or the cloud. Things have changed a lot in the last few years where you can put your information and even have it encrypted.
You can back up your data, you can back up your spreadsheets, your documents, your pictures and music, but if your system fails, your computer's gonna have to be reloaded and then you have to copy your data back, and that can be pretty daunting. So sometimes imaging is a good solution mm-hmm. that grabs everything, a snapshot of your system the way it is now, mm-hmm. and then you can put that hard drive away. If the hard drive dies, you can pull it out, pop it in, and away you go. We always sit down with the person and say, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve at the end?
Colt and his team are always ready to help. They're located in Forest at 14690 Forest Road. They can also be reached by phone 434-525-8590. Or check them out on the web, wefixstupidcomputers.com.
Make a lasting impression. Lunch at the Crown Sterling, Lynchburg's crown jewel dining establishment. It's the best way to make a lasting impression, whether that's businesses or catching up with someone important. Every dish on the Crown Sterling's lunch menu is $12 and under and still features signature sandwiches, handcrafted burgers, and other specialty items with a salad bar that's now open. Make a lasting impression at the Crown Sterling, serving lunch weekdays 11:30 to 2 p.m. and dinner every Monday through Saturday.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Let's take the time.
8:51. Gosh, it's almost over already.
I know.
Our day is almost over.
Aw, it happened so fast.
I know. It really did.
So we've had enough of the negative Olympic stories.
Okay.
How about a positive one?
I like
one?
It.
Let's do it. Maria Perez Maurice went from the emotional low of losing her lone fencing event at the 2020 Olympic Games to the high of being engaged in mere seconds when she accepted an on-air proposal.
Wow.
On Monday. She beat Hungary's Anna Martin, beat the Argentine in women's saber in round 32.
Okay.
The disappointed Maurice proceeded to step up to the microphone for an interview, and one of the show's broadcasters noticed that her coach and boyfriend, Lucas Saduko, slowly sliding behind her as she gave the interview. He held a piece of paper which read, "Will you marry me, please," in Spanish.
Oh, that's nice.
The fencer screamed when she read the sign. Hmm. He then dropped to one knee and popped the question. They embraced and continued the interview together. Wow. She started fencing at the age of 13, became the first female Argentinian to win a medal in the individual saber at the Pan Am American Games when she won bronze in Toronto. So there you
nice.
Go. Yeah, it's good to hear a positive story coming out of there.
So yeah.
At least I'm sure she'll probably get beat up about it. I'm sure she did something wrong. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but somebody will find something negative to
say. Oh, they always do. That's why they invented Twitter.
That's right. So you can like hit and run. That's right. Another feel-good story out of Connecticut. A woman there found a car. Have you ever found money, or have you ever just kind of come across something like that?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I found a $50 bill one time.
Oh, wow.
I was very excited.
Good for you.
Have you ever had anything like that happen?
Not to that significance, no.
Well, this Connecticut woman found a car that contained $500 on the ground and enlisted the help of a friend's mother to track down the owners. Gabrielle Perry is 23, so you can relate to this. She was going out to dinner with friends when she spotted an envelope on the ground in the parking lot of the local maritime aquarium. She said she opened the envelope, which had $500 in cash, mm-hmm. and was addressed to Reverend Dennis. On the outside, it said, "Thank you for marrying us." And on the inside was a really sweet, heartfelt note to the Reverend. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they knew each other for a really long time. And this card was signed from Christina and Dave, with no last names. Mm-hmm. So I contacted my friend's mom, who's good at searching for people online. That means she's nosy. I know somebody who's all up in everybody
wannabe.
Else's business. We'll find her. Mm-hmm. Her mother went online and found a couple with matching first names whose wedding was scheduled for July 11th, the day after Perry's discovery. So they lost it before they were able to give it to them.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
The wedding registry led her to a LinkedIn profile, and she was able to connect that way. And the bride said, I got married. It was a beautiful day. The thing that dampened the morning was when I found out the gift we had given our reverend who was performing the ceremony had been lost the night before during the rehearsal dinner.
They must really like the reverend. Usually it's $100.
I know, $500.
That's a lot.
Yeah, they must have been, you know, buddies, close to them. Yeah. I don't think $500 is typical for something like that. Yeah. So
I mean, to marry him or bury him, it's usually $100.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I know enough pastors to
know
that.
You're such a sensitive soul. I marry him and marry him.
Well, at least I didn't say, Janet, that
I got a special.
He was being buried the day he was married.
Well,
some people would say.
How many times have you been talking about, you know, somebody, maybe it was a funeral and you call it a marriage or the other way around? I've done that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to go to this funeral. I mean, wedding, wedding, not funeral, wedding.
You sound like Salty. He said he was drinking on the way home, but then he stopped himself. Well, I was going to wait until I got home to drink.
Yeah. I think that was a slip.
Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that's a generous gift.
Bear sent me a message and I agree.
Okay.
Bear says, Janet, you have two handy marks. Why don't you have a summer kitchen? Why don't I have a summer kitchen?
Oh,
that's a good question, Mark Land.
I'm sorry.
Why don't I have a summer kitchen? Marks need to get together.
Yeah, we could probably make something work. I mean, you have enough out there in the backyard area.
Oh, certainly. We could certainly do that. Yeah. Okay. Good idea, Bear. Although I will say, after testing my marriage yesterday with a futon building, I don't know that I would want to start building a summer kitchen anytime. It wasn't that bad. But it was a very small room and a very large futon to have to put together.
Yeah, you got to work around each other.
And we had lots of helpers.
Oh, yeah. The dogs want to know what's going on.
Yeah, they're very nosy and all up in everything. Yep. And it was like trying to wrangle toddlers out of the room.
Yeah.
Because the minute Dad's on the floor...
Oh, I think it's playtime.
Yeah. Baxter's like, what are we doing? What are we making? What are we building? Let me go sniff this. So anyway, well, we hope you've had a good Wednesday so far. We hope the rest of your Wednesday is going to go well. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow. Thursday means Life Hack Thursday.
Yeah, life hacks. Maybe one of the life hacks could be how to get you a
summer kitchen.
A summer kitchen before summer's over.
I like the way Bear thinks. Bear, are you volunteering some sweat equity?
Yeah, well, that could be.
I think maybe. I would really, really love to be able to make like the fire pizzas outside and stuff like that. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
We need a stonemason for that. Uh-oh. So any stonemasons out there? Just to reach out to us by texting us 434-248-0704.
My Mark used to be a mason.
Really? I didn't know that.
He did all the tile work in the house. And
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Let's run down and put some fire brick up. Let's go to Boxley's and get some fire brick.
Got to do it. We're going to... Oh, I'm so excited. Yay.
Mark's not listening right now, is he?
Well, I think I would have gotten a
response
by now. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably say, what about the other three projects? Do you want me to just bump those?
It's not just three. There's more than three.
Okay.
It is it's eternal.
Well, I have a list. I have a honey-do list that just hangs on the cabinet. And most of them are you know, my wife likes checking them off or putting a line through them.
Oh,
striking
a
line through.
It's very rewarding.
She finds joy. And I do all the hard work and she gets to strike the line.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
So you don't ever get to mark it off yourself?
I have on occasion, but she does. I mean, this list has been around for like 3 years, so I feel like I should give her the joy of being able to check it off. It's taken a while for some of these things.
I get it.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Kaylee, thanks for being part of our program.
Thank you.
And Janet, Life Hack Thursday, mañana. In the meantime, make today awesome, and we'll see you on Thursday.